Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, restaurants will be forced to display calories on menus under new proposals that will be brought in by the end of the year. The legislation will make it compulsory for restaurants to display a calorie count beside the price or use what's known as a traffic light system, where red would be a high calorie meal, green would be a low calorie meal, and orange would be somewhere in between the two. It has been reported that Health Minister Simon Harris plans to publish legislation by the end of this year as part of the overall strategy the government has on obesity. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? Would it change your eating habits? Would you choose differently if you were in a restaurant and it said that, I don't know, steak and chips is 1200 calories and hake and broccoli is 700? Would that affect what you would do? To discuss the merits or otherwise of this, I am joined now by Tom Dorley, who is food and wine critic in the Irish Daily Mail and Mail on Sunday. Tom, you're very welcome.
Hi, Ciara.
What do you make of this? Are you in favour?
Oh, no, no.
Tell me why.
I mean, there's enough drabness in life, really, isn't there, without taking the joy out of eating out? But that's only part of it for me, Ciara. My real sort of bugbear with this is that it's not going to actually achieve anything. I mean, does anybody seriously believe that a single citizen of this country is going to not become obese or not get diabetes because calories have to be displayed on menus in restaurants? It's utterly pointless. Now, we are coming to a point where I think most of us accept that calories are a very crude indicator of what food does to us in terms of weight and health and so on.
True, I would agree with you, but they are a form of measure, and I suppose without any measure, it's hard for people to maybe, keep track.
Yeah. Now, this is where I would soften my stance a bit and say, traffic light system, maybe. Yeah, fine. My other concern is that restaurants that are struggling to do a really, really good job and give us really fresh food every day, they change dishes literally at lunchtime and at dinner time, depending on what's coming in, what's good in the market at the time. Is it fair to ask a busy kitchen that's being creative on our behalf to actually get out some sort of calculator and weighing scales and, you know, calculate the calories for every single dish? It seems very, well, A, unreasonable, but B, it also adds to time and cost. And of course, who's going to end up paying for that? Eating out is a luxury for most of us in Ireland. It's not cheap. There are cheaper parts of the world to do it. And we're simply adding to the cost of the pleasure of eating out. I think it's terrible.
I have a confused feeling about all of it. First of all, I quite like calories in some places. There are coffee shops, those chains of coffee shops when you go into them, and they tell me my
McDonald's
and they tell me my muffin is 500 calories, and then I say, you know what, I'm not going to have that muffin today because I already had a big breakfast or whatever. I quite like that. But Gary O'Hanlon, my mate, who'll be in with me a little bit later on, would kill me if I didn't acknowledge the difficulty someone like him would have in the fine dining kind of restaurants that he works in.
Absolutely.
Telling you what the calorie count was on a meal, as you say, that could be a different menu every day.
Yeah, and you know, for McDonald's and Burger King or even Wow Burger and various, you know, chains that do very high quality, to be fair, fast food, you know, it's a standard product. So that's fine. They have to do the calculation once, which costs virtually nothing at all. And then that calorie count stands unless they make some sort of change, which is, which would take a lot of doing when you're operating on that kind of scale. But, you know, I really think chefs and restaurateurs in Ireland don't have it easy. And anything that makes it more difficult for them is just not something that's going to enhance our experience of food.
One of the things, and you mentioned that you would soften your cough a little bit on it, and I'm kind of with you, is the traffic light system. For example, somebody says, Ciara, I'm a type 1 diabetic for 30 years. It would be really helpful to me if I was choosing restaurant food to know how many carbs or how many calories are in each dish, because it could regulate my insulin.
Certainly, with carbs, absolutely.
Know, when you go to often sort of a Asian restaurants, they have a couple of chilies, one chili, two chilies, three chilies, something, and you can kind of tell if you're going to order something very spicy or not.
That's right.
It mightn't be any harm to have, you know, green traffic lights or some equivalent. Traffic lights is a bit prosaic maybe, but to say, look, this is our lower calorie or lower carb or lower whatever offering on the menu today. And that wouldn't be that challenging, maybe, you know, because if you did order fish with vegetables as opposed to creamy pasta,
you could do
quite different
calculation. But by the same token, Ciara, you know, the consumer himself or herself, with a modicum of intelligence, can tell that. I mean, to take your example, steak and chips will be pretty calorific, but a goat cheese salad won't be. I mean, who doesn't know that? You know, but unfortunately,
Tom, I think we're presuming a little bit too much there, because
maybe we are
deeply immersed in the foodie culture, and you know it, and I was a medic, so I kind of know it too. But someone has texted and said, Ciara, I'd love this because this would change the way I order and buy food. I don't want it, but I think it's necessary because I'm not really aware of what I'm eating, and I think there's a lot of people in that boat, Tom.
I think there probably are. And the other thing here is that we are bombarded with conflicting information about what's good for us and what's bad for us. A lot of it is actually influenced by vested interests in terms of funding. That's another day's work. But I do have an awful lot of sympathy with people who are getting conflicting advice as to what's good for us this week and what's bad for us next week.
It's very hard on people. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and I think, fine. The traffic light system, look, if it helps people, that's a good thing. If it doesn't greatly inconvenience chefs and kitchens, that's
maybe
fine.
Instead of a traffic light, we could have a little skinny person beside the salad and a big roundy person. I'm only messing, obviously.
But
a traffic light just sounds, I don't really like the traffic light, but I like maybe the idea of some
red,
indication.
Red or green or orange.
Look,
whatever.
Thank you for talking to me as ever. That is Tom Dorley, their food and wine critic, obviously in the Irish Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday, 53106. Would you welcome some kind of an indicator of what the calorie count is? I do agree that in a restaurant that's changing the menus daily, or if not twice a day, like a very fine, how are they going to do it? It's very tricky. But having said that, some indicator of whether or not you're ordering big calories or small calories, or big carbs or small carbs, might be useful. Let us know what you think.
Generally dry and mild this afternoon with good sunshine in places. Highest temperatures 13 to 17 degrees. And now you're up to date on News Talk.
Thank you for that, Susan and Ross. You're listening to Ciara here on Lunchtime Live. Do get in touch with us. 53106 is the text line. You know that's what this show is all about. This is where you get to have your say on the topics of the day that we've been talking about. We were talking about earlier on about calories on menus. We were talking about whether or not pregnant women should be breathalyzed to check if they're lying about being non-smokers. We were talking about referendums in Berlin on property rent freezes, nationalizing private rental accommodation to make it social housing, all of those things. Let me know what you think. I really do want to know what people think about this stuff. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can call Ciara on 1890 453 106. I'd love to chat to you on air. You can text me at 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Tweet us at LunchtimeLiveNT or at KieraKellyDoc, or email us as well at LunchtimeLive@newstalk.com. We also have a fab competition for you, Disney on Ice. I'll be telling you about that in a little while. And indeed, Gary O'Hanlon is going to be in with me a little bit later on. Loads of people, though, getting involved on the idea about calorie counts on menu. Tom Dorley was telling me how difficult he thinks it might be for a decent restaurant. When I say decent, ones that use fresh produce and change their menus every day, as opposed to chain restaurants that maybe have a set menu, how difficult it would be for them to do it. And lots of people agreeing. Lou says, rather than having a calorie count, it would be great if restaurants had healthy options on their menu. So, you know, this is, you know, the healthy choice. And that's not a bad idea at all. Someone else says, the next next step to calories and menus will be people suing a restaurant because the meal they had was 10 calories more than displayed on the menu. I take your point, but I'm not sure how that would work out. And someone says, Kier, calories on menus is a great idea. We don't eat out, maybe only once in a blue moon. Many people eat out daily, especially for things like lunch, and they have no idea that a chicken tikka panini with cheese and coleslaw has a third more calories than a roast beef sandwich, for example. We often have no clue what calories are in our food choices, and it allows us to make an informed choice because we are, as a nation, continuing to struggle with keeping our weight off. It should also be something that would challenge cafes and restaurants to produce food that's tasty but lower in calories. In other words, hold the 200 grams of goat's cheese on the veggie panini, please. I do love goat's cheese, but I take your point. It allows people to have information that they can use. And someone else says, are people so uneducated that they don't know the difference between a creamy pasta dish and steamed fish and broccoli? I'm sure any Italian would know how to eat properly. Are the Irish that different? Maybe people comfort eat just like we drink too much. We definitely eat too much. And again, it's down to portion size rather than food choice. That's from Anthony. Yeah, I think some people know fine well what they're eating and the difference between one thing and another, but I don't think that everybody does, and I don't think that we can presume. Mark is on the line. Then Mark, you're a personal trainer. What do you reckon? Because you're obviously into fitness and everything. What do you reckon around calories on menu? Good idea? Bad idea?
Hi, Kira.
How's it going?
I think at this stage I should have a spot on the show.
I think so too. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
I work as a medical sales rep now, but I was a personal trainer in the past, but I gave up because people in Ireland just don't care what they put in their mouth. I'm pretty convinced of that. As far as on menus, calories, I mean, a lot of places do have that. I don't think it would make much difference to the general public unless you're tracking your calories daily. I mean, it makes no difference whether you know that has 500 or 600 calories in it because you don't know what you had the rest of the day.
Yeah. People do, I know now, because you often see it on people's wrists, people have these Fitbits and all of those things, and people are tracking their calories. Lots of people are.
Yeah.
But they are often not the overweight people. They're often people who are running and doing other things as well. So are we falling into two camps? Those that are interested in stuff like this and are actually taking it on board and are probably not the ones that need to be interested in it necessarily. And then the others who are not looking at calories at all and are sitting on the couch and eating pizza. Is there two camps here?
I think, I mean, that's like anything in life. People take extremes and things. And all these Fitbits and whatnot, good idea. But it's a bit like when we were talking about Leo Varadkar there, who has a very poor metabolic age. These things are done like bioimpedance, or they're all, guesstimates, basically. They don't give you accurate numbers. Really, as one of your texters was saying there a few minutes ago, portion sizes are out of control. I mean, that's the best way to look after your weight is your portion control. It doesn't matter. I mean, people will hate me for saying this now, but you can have your Atkins diet, your intermittent fasting, all these diets, they work. And you know why they work? Because ultimately you're limiting your calories. You're cutting out food groups. And if these people actually counted their calories, they'd realize, oh, I'm eating a lot less than I used to, hence I'm losing weight.
Yeah, you know? You're not wrong, but you're right. People will not want to hear it because somebody has just texted almost the exact opposite to you and they've said, hi, Kira, people need to understand what's in calories for this proposal to be beneficial. Most people don't understand. 100 grams of carbs from sugar has the same calorie count as maybe 100 grams of protein from tuna. Same calories count, yet different nutritional content and health implications. Ultimately, though, if you're burning up, you know what I mean? Ultimately, they boil down to the same thing in a way, even though they are a little bit different.
There is a difference, Kira, though, between healthy eating and losing body fat. People are only interested in losing body fat. Sure, you could lose body fat by eating Twinkies all day long, and there was actually a study done on that, right? He lost weight eating Twinkies all day long because he was under his calorie requirements. Now, extremely unhealthy, and he probably felt like crap after that. Yes, you'd be far better eating something healthier, but ultimately, for losing body fat, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
There are certain things you can do that might get you down that 0.05% body fat, which I've done when I've trained bodybuilders before, to get them, you know, the nth degree losing body fat. It won't work for the general public, but they might lose an extra 0.1% body fat because we intermittent fast and they're only eating the other day.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think I remember years ago there was a story that was in the news. It was about Victoria Beckham, who is a very slender lady, and that she was dieting by eating 3 bags of crisps a day. She was eating a bag of crisps for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and of course was probably only taking in about 500 calories a day. But
don't work.
Terrible calories, but you know, nonetheless, a very small portion of food. Look, would you think that you would favour this though as a means of informing people? I do like the. I think I can say that I, you know, occasionally go to Milano's, which is a pizzeria, and if I'm in a kind of a well-disciplined mood, they have something, and I can't remember what it's called. It's like a 500 calorie pizza, which is very thin base and has a bit of salad on top of it.
I'll sometimes
choose that, and I know it's there. I don't always choose it. Sometimes I go for the extra cheese and the jalapeno peppers and all the usual. But I do like maybe sometimes knowing if I'm thinking, God, no, I ate too much this week. I want to be a bit better about my eating habits today in this moment. I do like to know that there's an option there sometimes on a menu that I could choose that is lower calories.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? And you know, if that works for you, great. But I mean, then, you know, you can't complain when you have your two glasses of wine, which each have 150 calories.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Irish people do that an awful lot. I mean, you might look at a pint of Guinness might have 117 calories for a 500 ml can. But when you have six of those, and then when you have six of those every day, that's an extra
volume needs to be talked about as well as calories. Look, thank you for that, Mark. Thanks for talking to us today. Anne-Marie is on the line. Anne-Marie, you're someone who does track your calories every day. Would you find this a helpful measure if you went into a restaurant and could see exactly what was what on the menu?
Hi, Ciara.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great idea. I personally, I'm not overweight. I'm very healthy. I work out regularly, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I keep track of my calories just so I'm staying on top of it. Like what you said, sometimes you have a little bit of a splurge, but for the most part, you want to go with the healthy option. And often if you're eating out, and I think people eat out more than they admit. Like sometimes people think, well, I don't go to a restaurant often, but how often are they eating out for or for lunch or getting a snack with a coffee, so to forget about that. So it would be really helpful if you knew the calories of that type of food,
so
that you can, you know, just be a bit more mindful throughout the day, during the week, of what it is that you're eating.
Do you think that there should be, and I kind of agree insofar as that I know if I go, if I'm buying a sandwich or something in a garage, I will look at the back of the, I'm that boring, I look at the back of the things and kind of go, oh look, this sandwich has like 600 calories and this one only has 350, and I will sometimes choose the 350 because I think it looks more or less the same in terms of fillingness, but it's half the calories. Do you think that this would be something that would be doable in certain restaurants? Because I know, and I will ask Gary O'Hanlon a little bit later on about this, but it is very difficult if you're preparing menus from scratch on a daily basis using kind of fresh produce that's come in from your supplier. I'm not sure how you'd go about doing that.
I know. I agree that that's probably the biggest issue. I do exactly what you do. I only did it today. I was getting a salad for my lunch. I normally bring my lunch with me and I just wasn't prepared today. And I said, I will go and I will get a salad and be healthy. And I couldn't find a calorie count on the salad. So I had no idea if my healthy choice was actually healthy.
Yeah.
Because often the dressings aren't. I don't know what way the chicken was cooked. You know, it looked small. It looked a reasonable portion. And I can just kind of hope for the best and keep my fingers crossed that it was the best option.
But you're totally right. Like if you have loads of Caesar dressing or something on it or a load of cheese, you can be ratcheting up things and you're not necessarily going to know.
You don't know the weight of that. You don't know the quantity. You're only looking at it by eye. And so I think a lot of the food we eat out, like if you look at service stations now, like these are all like multiple chains and it's kind of the same food in all of them. So, you know, if you went and you said, I want my tuna sandwich because that can't be too bad. Well, how much calories is in one of those scoops of tuna?
I know. I used to eat wraps a lot until I started reading calories on the back of things, and I realized wraps were higher in calories than a sandwich with brown bread.
And I think a lot of people do that.
Look, we don't know everything, and it's hard sometimes to tell. But thank you for that, indeed. Someone says once in a B&B, the lady served me with my fruit salad, saying, "Here is your healthy breakfast," and then gave my husband the full Irish, saying, "And here is your tasty breakfast," which cracked me up. Someone else says calories on menu is a great idea to help the general public. Who have very little idea about the amount of calories in popular food. A portion guide would also help cut the obesity problem that the world finds itself in. Yeah, I do think portion sizes are massive. Tara's also on the line. Tara, what do you make of the calorie conversation?
Hi, Ciara.
How's it going?
I think it's crazy. I think it's unworkable for just the average restaurant. For chains, I think it's definitely workable because foods are, I mean, they're mainly made in labs and then, you know, they can figure it out from there. But I just think for the everyday restaurant, I think it's the government just misdirecting, you know, the burden again. I don't think it should be on small businesses. I think it should be the government should be educating from a very young age about food, because it's really, I think, It's processed foods, it's the sugar in those, it's people eating the pasta sauces at home. And, you know, they think just because it's from a big brand that it's healthy in some way, and it's not. I mean, these foods that people eat on a regular basis are full of sugar and full of chemicals. And I don't think it's necessarily a calorific issue. It's that people are eating all the wrong foods in general. But I don't think it's the rest of
the We are eating a high fat, high sugar, high salt diet that is because we're eating processed food. You're not wrong at all. Do you think that there could be a difficulty for fancy restaurants, as it were? Like, I quite like the idea of, I don't really like the traffic lights, but of some equivalent to traffic lights that would say, look, this is your healthiest option on the menu. This might be very rich, but, you know, and then you can choose. There will be nights when you still go, do you know what, I'm still having the creamy, I don't know, sauce all over a big steak or something. You could still choose those things. It's totally in your hands what you eat, but at least you might know what you were eating in terms of, you know, you might be surprised sometimes and be trying to choose something that's healthy, but maybe not.
But I just don't know how it would be enforceable for restaurants. I mean, I've worked in restaurants all my life and I'm still a restaurant manager, and I just don't know how it's possible. I mean, some days we get Maris Piper's potatoes in and other days they're Kerpinks. So that could be completely different calorie counts, and it's impossible for us to dictate what we get. You know what I mean? We just get the produce we're given. And for the majority of restaurants, we're trying to use the best produce. You know what I mean? Just so our customers come back to us, if nothing else. So it's really impossible to kind of decipher, you know, how many calories are in things. We're not labs. And I think it's going to incur huge costs on restaurants as well, because they're going to have to get their food tested.
No, you're not wrong. And I can totally see your point. But look, thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for that. Someone says, Ciara, there's no harm in having calories on menus. People who would understand the calorie, while it's no harm having calories on menus, people who would understand the calorie info don't need it because they are already aware. And those who don't understand it will ignore it anyway. I think we still need to help people in some way. Someone else says, Peter says, all this chat is doing is making me hungry for a burger with extra bacon and cheese. Salads are for rabbits. Good man. Peter, you look to me like you're wearing a sports top there in your profile picture. But anyway, and James says, I disagree. No, hang on. I don't want to read that one. There's a different one. Hang on one second that I really do like. It says restaurants should employ pregnant women to sit at each table in their restaurants, and when an obese middle-aged man orders something with too many calories that is unhealthy, the pregnant woman should tell him that they can't have it because it's bad for their health. I like that. I'm sorry, I do. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek obviously, but I do think it's funny. Moya rang in and said she really wants me to explain the distinction between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. She finds it really frustrating when the two are conflated in conversations around weight and obesity. We hear that all the time from people with type 1 diabetes. Nobody else frankly cares one way or the other, but people with type 1 diabetes get very annoyed. Type 1 diabetes is nothing to do with your weight. It is an autoimmune condition because your pancreas isn't working properly. You're not making insulin in the right way, and therefore you aren't able to process sugar because of that reason. They are not the same thing. Anyway, look, that's all there is to it. Lots more coming up, including a man who gave back his council house so a family might move into it.